Greetings, Desert Cities Church. Today is the last day of Holy Week, day 7, or as it has been called, Holy Saturday. One short verse today, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verse 21. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Now remember, Jesus had told his disciples that he would be condemned by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes in Jerusalem, and that they would deliver him over to the Gentiles who would mock him, spit on him, scourge him, and kill him, and that after 3 days he would rise. But they didn't understand that. And can you blame them? Even in our experience, death doesn't feel temporary. And we are hopers. We are Christians. And death still feels like the end. When people die, they don't return. Whatever plans a person has die when that person dies. It feels like it's over. And they saw Jesus crucified. They witnessed the horror of Good Friday. It would be difficult to walk away from that intact and still have a positive outlook on the future. Jesus had been defeated. That's how I would have understood it if I was them. What now? Were the last 3 years a waste? It's hard to believe that death is not the end. The Sabbath after Jesus' death was a time of inactivity. The disciples couldn't do anything. No amount of human planning or striving could fix the situation. The cross looks like it won. And I want to stress, it looks like it won. It appears as though God had been defeated, or at least their hopes had been defeated. But resurrection will surprise everyone. It still surprises us. And I think it will surprise us when we share in the resurrection from the dead. It's a surprising act of God. The work of God in Jesus' death opened up a whole new world. We can be confident that even in death, God reigns. Esau Macaulay, in his little introduction to Lent, says, "This is how the season of Lent concludes. Things are quiet. We are silent. We stand at the tomb wondering what God will do next. God either has the power to raise Christ from the dead or he does not. We are Christians because we have concluded that he does, and that means we can rest." That's really helpful. But I want to conclude our podcast on Holy Week with the 88th Psalm, the darkest of all the biblical psalms. I think it captures the mood of the Saturday after Jesus' death. Psalm 88, a song, a psalm of the sons of Korach to the choir master according to Machalat Le'anot, a maskil of Heman the Ezrachite. O Lord, my God, I call for help by day. I cry out in the night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thy ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am reckoned among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength, like one forsaken among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom thou dost remember no more, for they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Thy wrath lies heavy upon me, and thou dost overwhelm me with all thy waves. Thou hast caused my companions to shun me. Thou hast made me a thing of horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow, Every day I call upon thee, O Lord, I spread out my hands to thee. Dost thou work wonders for the dead? Do the shades rise up to praise thee? Is thy steadfast love declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in Avadon? Are thy works known in the darkness, or thy saving help in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to thee. In the morning my prayer comes before thee. O Lord, why dost thou cast me off? Why dost thou hide thy face from me? Afflicted and close to death from my youth up, I suffer thy terrors. I am helpless. Thy wrath has swept over me. Thy dread assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in upon me together. Thou hast caused lover and friend to shun me. My companions are in darkness. I hope Holy Week has been a fruitful time for you, and I am praying that for you, Easter is the best news ever. Have a great Saturday.